And the crowd outside the jail?
The crowd had been allowed together. I mean, it had been leaked what was going on, and I personally think that the FBI waited to arrest him so that it would be the lead story on the evening news broadcast, because it was, in fact, the lead story, and that's when they brought him out. Of course, they deny it, but as Mandy Rice Davies said about John Profumo and the Christy Keeler scandal, you would expect them to say that, wouldn't you?
Then the crowd outside the jail yelling, baby killer, baby killer.
Yes, and other things, yes. And he walks out with a 1,000-yard stare, as one person said.
So May 8th, 1995, you were selected as the principal defense counsel. Prior to that, did you think you'd be receiving a phone call in that regard?
I did not. My wife did. I did not.
How did it happen?
Well, it happened about 9:30 Friday night. I'd been down in Oklahoma City. I returned to my office, and there was a note on my chair that had been scotch taped that Judge Russell wanted me to call him, and it left a couple of numbers. One of them, I take it, was his home, and one, I guess, was his office. And I called his home, and no one answered, and I left a message. I said, Your Honor, this is Stephen Jones. I'm returning your call, and I'll be at home, and gave him my home number. I didn't think anything about it. And about 9:30 that night, my wife was out, and my children were away at school, and I was there by myself, and I was walking down to the kitchen to get a glass of water in preparation of going to bed, and the phone rang. I went into the library, and it was Judge Russell. He said something to the effect, I guess you know why I'm calling you. And I said, I have no idea why you're calling me. And he said, well, I'll come straight to the point. He said, we've had a meeting down here, and I have a question to ask you. And he said, we want to know, if asked, will you agree to represent one of the individuals charged or will be charged in the Oklahoma City bombing? And I sort of caught that, has been charged or will be charged. I said, well, I don't have a professional problem with it. I mean, I understand what you're trying to do. And I've certainly been involved in controversial cases, but I don't think I've ever been involved in a case where I thought my wife or children or my home or my business associates or even the building where I practice law might be at risk. So I think in fairness, I should talk to them. He said, well, how long will that take? And I said, oh, 24 hours. And he said, can you call me tomorrow evening? And I said, certainly. So he said, well, you can reach me at this number. So we talked about another 20 minutes, and he never said it would be Mr. McVeigh, but I inferred that just the way he talked. I hung up the phone, and I turned around and looked out. It was raining that night. I think it was some kind of storm. Various images went through my mind. I just sort of sat there, and maybe 45 minutes later, my wife came in. She came into the library where I was, and she asked, why are you sitting in the dark, or something like that. And I said, I can't remember whether I called her Booter or Jonesy, but those are my nicknames for her. Maybe I said Booter. The call that you were afraid would come has come. She actually thought I would be called. She had told me that. She said, they will call you. And I said, that's ridiculous. She said, my God, what are you going to do? And I said, well, we're going to sit down and talk about it as husband and wife and call the children, and we'll come to a decision. So she sat down, and we talked about it for maybe a couple of hours, just kind of free-flowing conversation, and then I called each of the children, got their opinions, and then the next day I called about half a dozen people whose judgment I respected and asked them their evaluation, what they thought. Then I called Judge Russell back about 6:30. He answered the phone, and I said, Your Honor, in response to the question that you asked me, and I repeated the question somewhat formally, I said, the answer is yes. And I remember he kind of had this sigh, like some burden had been lifted from him, which I'm sure is imaginary on my part, but he did sound that way. And he said, I appoint you as lead counsel to represent Timothy James McVeigh. He was kind of formal then, and be in my chambers at 1:30 Monday. I said, I'll be there.